Thank you. Look at the color, look at the shiny, it is shiny, it is shiny.
We'll be right back. How could you be anything but angry? But I swear to you, dear Alyosha, I did my best to stop Ivan from coming to the trial.
He's not thinking about that. Not at the moment, are you?
You should go home.
I will not go home.
There was no one in the house to help me, no one. He got up, he insisted. I could see he was still ill, feverish.
It's not your fault.
Oh, I told him you'd asked me to stay with him, that you'd left instructions that he was not to come here. He didn't even bother to argue. He just kept asking me for a comb, of all things.
What happened? What did Ivan do?
He gave evidence.
And?
He accused himself of the murder.
How extraordinary! Why did he do that?
I don't think he even knew where he was. The judge should never have let him speak.
Of course he had to speak. Everyone must perform. It's a circus. The audience is avid with curiosity. They wanted to hear him. I'm sorry, I missed it myself.
You're right. They want to satisfy their curiosity, not to find the truth. It's horrible how little it interests them. The truth. It's not about justice, any of this. Are we really so cruel, so indifferent to the suffering of others?
What did Dimitri do? Did he try and stop him? Or was he thrilled? Did he see a glimmer of hope for himself?
No. He stared at Ivan. He said something. I can't remember. Mm. I think he was shocked at the state Ivan was in. I mean, no one should have paid any attention to what he said, but the atmosphere in there was almost as feverish as Ivan was. When he accused himself of the murder, there was a sensation in court, people shouting, and then...
And then?
She must have thought he was in danger.
She?
Katya.
Oh, of course, Katya.
She must have thought that the judge might seriously suspect Ivan. She felt she had to intervene.
So Katya stood up. I can imagine the moment. She stood to her full height. Her face paled. Did those beautiful eyes flash?
I'm afraid I can't joke about this.
But I'm not joking.
Please, sir.
What a moment. Torn between her faithless fiancé Dimitri and the man she truly loves. His brother, Ivan. What is a poor girl to do? What did she do?
Don't quarrel. We three at least must remain friends. The world is full of sorrows.
How true.
She had a letter in her hand. It was from Dimitri. It proved, she said, once and for all, that he was the murderer. She did it to save Ivan. That's what she said. She's going to read the letter to the court this afternoon.
Oh, is she? Thank God we're in time for something good. Oh, Alyosha, I'm sorry.
It's all working out very nicely. For Katya, at least. I take it she has broken it off with Dimitri now. We won't have to listen to her talking about trudging off to Siberia with him anymore. What a relief.
I must find Miss Grushenka. Excuse me.
Of course. Off you go. I dare say she needs comforting.
Yes, she does. She loves Dimitri. Katya's evidence will be enough to see him convicted. It's all over for him now.
Will they let her go to Siberia with him? Somehow it's easier to imagine Miss Grushenka trudging away behind the prisoner transport than the other one. If it was you, my darling, I'd have to wave goodbye at the station. I couldn't follow you. I'd have to have arms like pistons to will myself all that way. Just as well you're an innocent, innocent man.
Excuse me. Oh.
Why do you behave like that to him?
Like what? Cruelly? Insensitively? In the hope that he will suffer, of course.
Lisa.
In the hope that he will suffer for his own sake and not always for the sake of others. Poor Alyosha. I wonder what will become of him.
Lisa... That idea you had that you might marry him, that was just a piece of youthful foolishness, wasn't it?
Yes. No. It doesn't say much for this world that I am the best prospect that poor boy has, and yet I am. If he had the sense to see it,